Hello, my name is Cam. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I have a couple of questions. I think you'll be able to answer them for me. So I just noticed there was a post that Alabama has added 65 and older and also teachers.
Yes, ma'am, they have.
Teachers. Okay, so they're having that drive up at OWA in Baldwin County. This morning they posted it was just for 75 and older. Does that remain true, or are their requirements going to change with the new guidelines that came out this afternoon?
I'm pretty sure their guidelines are going to change with what the state announced this morning, with it you're being 65 or older now. And these are for first responders, food workers, U.S. postal workers, grocery store workers, people who work in education, as you said. And those
okay,
will be
so
first
I have a question. So my husband works for the university in South Alabama, but we live across the border in Florida. But his work is in Alabama. I mean, that's where he is every day around the students.
Right, he can get tested in Alabama.
Well, it's not tested. It's for the vaccine.
Well, I mean, you know, the vaccine. He can get pre-registered in Alabama. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I just registered him with Baldwin County.
Online?
Should I register him with Mobile County as well, or just Baldwin County?
I would advise just registering him with one, because if you register with too many, it'll kick you out altogether.
Okay, and should he go to that OWA in the morning?
I don't know that information. He can maybe show up and see if his name is in the system, but usually the way it goes, once you get pre-registered, you have to wait until that health department calls you at that number that you provided when you pre-registered to give you an appointment.
So this thing at OWA says it's not – I'm sorry, my dog doesn't like the UPS
driver.
The release this morning, which was before 7 o'clock,
right,
said that there's no appointments, no nothing. It's first come, first serve. And it said 75 and older, law enforcement, healthcare worker, firefighter, which was the original criteria.
Right.
So I'm assuming the criteria, since later on in the day Alabama changed their criteria, I'm guessing their criteria would change. But there's no way for me to call them, because they're not answering their phone.
Right.
And of course, it's at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Right. I would just maybe say maybe he can show up and just see what they say, if they've changed the criteria since they did change it this morning. And if not, then you just have to wait for that county health department, which you registered him under, to give y'all a call for that appointment date and time. All right.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know, particularly that, you know, people right here on the border, we don't always live, in Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you're not paying no income tax over here.
Yes, ma'am.
And so it's actually closer for us to drive to Foley than it is to drive to, say, Pensacola Mall. I mean, we're, matter of fact, I can go for a walk this afternoon and walk into Alabama.
So wow. Okay. So
we are that close to Alabama. So I just wanted to make sure that he could register there, since he works in Alabama. And does he just need to bring his ID or something from the?
Yes, maybe some kind of identification or something like that, and maybe just see. But like I said, if not in the morning, if he can't get it done, then just wait for that health department that you registered him under, and they should be giving him a call for an appointment. Because I've had several people that say they've registered, and then they've called and said they want to cancel their reservation because they've got it somewhere else. So maybe let's just see what they say.
Okay, and so he also registered with Baldwin County, so I'm assuming that they will eventually call him.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much. You have been a great help, and I hope you have a good weekend.
All right. Well, I hope I've been able to help. If you need any more information, you may visit the following websites, which is adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and I hope you have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.